Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2638, Why We Have Heroes and How to Become Your Own, by Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, and we're going to get right into today's post as we optimize your life. Why We Have Heroes and How to Become Your Own, by Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com. One reason we have heroes is because we admire their actions and characteristics that we assume we could never do or possess. After all, if those characteristics were common, there wouldn't be heroes because everyone would do the right things, the challenging things, the often unpopular things. Our heroes are not flawless or perfect, but that certainly doesn't stop us from looking up to them. We admire them because despite facing adversity, grave tragedies, daunting setbacks, they don't stop. They don't give up. They refuse to accept defeat. As the poet Dylan Thomas said, our heroes do not go gentle into that good night. They rage against the dying of the light. They most certainly have moments of weakness and even ask, what's the point, when facing yet another perilous situation? Our heroes, despite what some believe, are not fearless. They feel fear the same as a coward, but they act anyway. And that is why they are our heroes. Where most turn back, they charge forward. When others quit, they knuckle down. When many accept failure as their ultimate defeat, they learn and become even better. When some place the blame on others, they admit their mistakes and commit to learning from them. When some lie down, they rage relentlessly. When others merely babble about what needs to be done, our heroes are the ones doing something. Our heroes fill us with hope that, yes, people can make a difference. Even with all that goes awry in the world and the ugliness that exists, there is beauty, goodness, and truth. They give us hope that we too can be strong and do the right thing, that we can have a positive effect on the world, even if it's small. My personal heroes and heroines have all been raked through the mud. Nothing was handed to my heroes. They fought and worked for everything they have, and because of the sheer effort they exerted, they're grateful for what they've earned. Their scars bear some of life's greatest lessons. They've been knocked down, but stood back up every time. They possess strength, beautiful and graceful strength, in moments that cause me to fall to my knees. They're infallible, perfect, and always right, but they own these qualities because they make them human. They don't allow their personal shortcomings or downright weaknesses to hold them back. They acknowledge their limitations, but then rely on their strengths. They don't allow other people's opinions to affect their lives. They actively choose how they want their life to look. I also think our heroes become heroes, intentionally or not, because they knew no one would or could always come to their rescue. For there are times when they could rely only on themselves. And this is one reason why we must become our own heroines. Become your own heroine. Heroes and heroines don't merely exist in comic books as fascinating characters that could only survive in a fictional universe, and most will never receive the recognition or awe they deserve. And let's face it, having heroes is great, but becoming our own is even better. To get started, simply ask yourself, how do I want my life to look in the future? What do I want to be known for? What are the things I wish I could do that I'm not presently doing? If that's too difficult or vague, you can begin by examining the heroines and heroes in your life. Why do you admire them? What traits do they exhibit that make you look up to them so much? What is it they do that you find so wonderful? What is it they have done that makes you say, I wish I could do that? Answer those questions about your heroes and then emulate them to become your own heroine. Gradually, as time passes and you emulate your heroes, you'll mesh these new traits with your personality and skills. You see, nothing or no one is truly original. Everyone learns from someone else. When we grab bits and pieces of our heroes and meld them to ourselves, we become our own heroine, and we will forever be bonded with our heroes. Then you'll become your daughters and sons and friends' heroine. They too, hopefully, will emulate you to create their own hero self. It's a fascinating, powerful, cyclical force. Heroine begets heroine begets heroine, and the world is a better place because of it. Examine the heroes in your life, emulate them, and become your own heroine. You never know who will begin to emulate you. You just listened to the post titled Why We Have Heroes and How to Become Your Own by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Thank you to Nia. She's regularly narrated over on Optimal Health Daily because she talks about fitness-related things most often, but I thought this one was a good fit for this show. So if you want to hear more from her about fitness, health, and more, check out and follow my brother's podcast. That's Optimal Health Daily. This one had a great message. She mentioned that nothing or no one is truly original. It was all learned from someone else. And after all, we all come from the same place when you keep going up and up the generations, no matter what you believe. It reminds me of a couple of things. One is the post from yesterday, which talked about speeding up our learning process, but also the idea that we are the people we surround ourselves with. In my commentary yesterday, I talked about how big of an impact it can make if we find people who are around the same level as us and just as passionate about something as we are. So if we surround ourselves with those types of people, it'll supercharge our learning. And I guess you could say the same about surrounding ourselves with people that are heroes to us. Sooner or later, we'll likely absorb their best qualities, which, like Nia said, can then be passed down to someone else. So do think about those social circles today. Have a great rest of your day. Thank you for being here every day, and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.